Brad Davidson, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are we going?
Yeah, really well, thanks. Unreal Golden Slipper Day, wasn't it? And it sets up, well, particularly day two of the championships. And well, Enemo Dubai Honor. This is a clash we'll all want to be, all want to see, and throw in maybe a Japanese horse or two into the mix as well.
Yeah, it's going to be some race, guys. There's no doubt about it. We get the chance to build it up now for 3 weeks as well. I mean, I know we've got a lot of great racing in between then, but yeah, it's going to be a clash for the ages, and one I'm really looking forward to seeing. We saw the market for that Queen Elizabeth swing a little bit yesterday. They sort of went up 250 Yanomo after Saturday, and sort of around that $283.20 mark to buy on her, but they're basically equal favourites now after all the, I suppose, the data and the analysis of the runs on the weekend. So both terrific wins. You know, Animo did it tough out wide. Look, it was a slow pace, so I think being wide wasn't the worst thing. But, you know, he got the little bump on the turn and had to knuckle down and get the job done. And he found a way, like he has been doing this preparation. And Dubai Honor, well, his performance was simply world-class, guys. His time was out of this world. And, you know, I think if Animo was in the Rambit on Saturday, he would not have been winning, that's for sure. So it's just a case now of if Animo can rise to Dubai Honor's level, and if Dubai Honor can reproduce that performance. If he reproduces, I think Animo's in a bit of trouble. But, gee, it's going to be hard to reproduce that sort of performance all the same. So exciting clash. We know how consistent Animo is, and that's what gives him his big chance for mine. But, yeah, look, I would have Dubai Honor favourite at this stage, guys. I think that was a much stronger performance on Saturday.
What did you make of Shinzo winning the Golden Slipper?
Yeah, it was a terrific performance, Loz. A horse that clearly just reacted to that back up on the weekend. He found another couple of lengths, which these two-year-olds can do. And, you know, Chris Waller claims his first Golden Slipper, and Ryan Moore produces a cracking ride to get him home. He had the beautiful run midfield, trailing the favourite, and was just a bit too strong for him late. I thought Cylinder was outstanding. I thought King's Gambit and Don Corleone both ran really well too. So a quality Golden Slipper, no doubt about that. And Shinzo looks like a horse that'll train on at three.
And Mr. Brightside took out the All-Star Mile at Moonee Valley.
Yeah, he's just been getting back in slowly run races, and he finally got a race where they rolled along there on the weekend. He was able to hit back off that. He loves the valley, he loves a mile, and he'd been prepping up beautifully for it and was too strong over the concluding stages. I heard a lot of people say, you know, Teak shouldn't have been in the race and all this nonsense, but it's a race, you know. You have horses in races that are long odds in every race around the country every day. You know, it sounds like these sort of people just want a match race between two horses and want them to run in lanes. Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of that. But not too good, Mr. Brightside. He was the better horse on the day, and I always love races where there's a genuine tempo.
Dave, we've seen some horrible falls in Melbourne lately. I was interested to hear Benny Mellum's comment or opinion about fatigue playing a part in race falls. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I think it's a major issue, whether it's at the heart of the recent falls or not. It's always hard to tell. Obviously, you know, jockeys have been going for gaps and things like that. When the stakes are up for grabs, the pressure's there, and there's always we're always looking for that. Every jockey's looking to ride very competitively. But I think it is a major issue in the sport. We've got trainers, jockeys, track work riders, track staff, they're all getting up at 3 a.m. and sometimes riding at night, you know, and there's just very little holidays, very little break. We don't have a racing off-season or anything like that. And I think we definitely need to do more, because fatigue, you know, you think that those working those sort of hours, a lot of them doing it 6 days a week, you just have to become fatigued. And, you know, we talk about fatigue on the road when you're driving. It's got to have an impact as well when you're riding in races. So for me, the racing officials need to do a lot more, and I think it's an issue that we've pushed back and just sort of put in the back of everyone's mind rather than actually dealing with it properly. And I think it's something that we need to definitely listen to the jockeys on.
Who are you following out of the weekend?
Look, I think Jabai Honor, guys, the horse to follow. I really think he's going to be hard to beat in the Queen Elizabeth in 3 weeks. I know Animo finds a way to win, but gee, he's going to have to find again there in 3 weeks' time. That performance on the weekend was one of the better performances I've seen since we go back to the Winks days. So yeah, he looks very, very good, and I think he'll be starting a favourite come Queen Elizabeth on.
Have a great day, mate.
You too, guys. Cheers.